Joining us on the line, Vancouver Giants star defenseman, Mr. Bowen Byram. Byron, how are you?
Good, guys. Thanks for having me.
Now, how are you all settled back in here? I mean, it's what a crazy summer it was for you. You get a rub with an NHL camp, and then you kind of come back here. Is it finally calmed down for you?
Yeah, for sure. I think I've been back for probably a month and a half now, maybe 2 months. So I'm definitely kind of settled in again, which is very nice to kind of have something stable in my life, because it was a pretty crazy couple months, like you said.
Was it an adjustment mentally? I mean, the one thing that I've always found in all my years covering junior, and it's, I don't think it's a disrespect or a slight to the team, but the last place anybody wants to go when you go to an NHL camp, the last place you want to go is go back to junior, right? So was it hard at first?
Yeah, I think it was pretty hard. Obviously, my goal was to play in the NHL this year. But at the same time, I got to be honest with myself, and I wasn't ready to play. So I think I was honest with myself, and that made it a lot easier coming back. And I was excited to come back. I have a lot of good friends on the team, and I knew that we were gonna be a good team. So it's definitely not where my number one priority was coming into the summer. But now that I'm back, I'm super excited to have another playoff run here.
Hey, Bowen, let me ask you this. What's your personal schedule like? I know you got a home-and-home with Portland this weekend, but I know you're also part of the Western Hockey League team that's going to take on the Russians next week, and I assume you've also got the World Junior Tournament coming up. So you've got a lot of things on the agenda, not just the Vancouver Giants schedule, but other ones as well.
Yeah, for sure. I think I leave Tuesday to fly to Saskatoon for the two WHL Russia Series games. So I'll have those, and then I'm back for however long. Then hopefully I get the invite to the World Junior tryout camp, which starts early December-ish. So that's kind of what I'm looking at right now. Obviously, my goal is to play World Junior, so I'm definitely hoping I'm involved in that process.
A lot of exciting stuff ahead for you. I mean, it's what has already been a year for you over the course of the last, 11 months here. Bowen Byram here on Sportsnet 650. You've got Portland in town tonight. You guys took care of business last weekend in pretty fine form, winning both your games. It's a busy one for you here coming up this weekend. It's a home and away series against Portland, where you're home tonight at the LEC, and then tomorrow you take on Portland in Portland. Give me a sense of the way that the expectations are for this team to be a legitimate Memorial Cup contender. I don't know if we've seen the best version of you guys as a team just yet. How come you guys have been a little up and down this year?
Oh, we have a extremely different team than we did last year. A lot of new faces, a lot of new pieces, a lot of young guys. So I think the transition might take a little longer than we hoped, but I still think we're a really good team. I think we've proven that when we play our best, but we got to find a way to play our best on a consistent basis. So that's what we're working on right now. But yeah, I don't know. We're still a really good team. We got great D. We got great goaltending. We got a young but exciting group up front. So yeah, it's been kind of a tough start to the year, but I think we're kind of finding our group here. And this is a huge weekend against Portland. We didn't beat Portland last year, so this is definitely a couple games that we want to get.
Your club made a trade over the course of the week, bringing in a player from Swift Current. What can you tell us about your new teammate?
Yeah, he's from Finland. He's a super good guy from what I've got to know him so far. And he's a really good player too. He's smart. He skates well. He shoots the puck really well. So he's definitely a great addition to our team. It's sad to say see Sergei go. He was a great guy and really liked around the dressing room, but sometimes you gotta shake things up. So Jonah's a super good guy and should be a really good player for us.
Bowen, tell me this. Like you said, you had an internal self-assessment where you kind of suggested from a National Hockey League standpoint you weren't quite ready for prime time at first. But, I mean, the fact that you're in camp, you got some exhibition games in there. What was the coolest thing about being up there? Did you have a moment like, hey, Nathan MacKinnon just kind of pulled you aside, hey, come on, we're going to go hang out. Well, give me something that was kind of cool that you experienced.
I think the coolest thing for me was my last exhibition game was in Vegas, and Vegas dressed quite a few of their good players. Theodore was playing, Stone, Marchessault, Stastny. So it was definitely pretty cool to be on the ice with some of those guys. I mean, it's pretty crazy. I've grown up watching a lot of those guys, and Theodore has been one of my favorite defensemen for a while now. So, and the building in Vegas is crazy. The fans are unbelievable. Even for an exhibition game, it was sold out and bumping. So that's probably the coolest moment I had. It was unbelievable, and I'm so thankful for that opportunity, and hopefully I can make the jump next year.
Was there any player that made you kind of go, whoa, I did not expect that?
Honestly, I think Nathan MacKinnon, just like in practice and playing with him, like he's so good, but yet he's even better than you would think. So it's pretty crazy, the skill and the speed and how driven he is. Like I said, it's pretty crazy to watch.
You speak of crazy to watch. By any chance, did you happen to watch the Avalanche game last night when they scored those 6 goals in 8 minutes?
Yeah, I saw the score. That was pretty crazy. Hopefully we can get something going like that this weekend.
Well, boy, they could probably use you if you could play forward right now with all the injuries, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they're pretty banged up.
Well, listen, it's a big day for you, a big weekend for you. Thanks for taking the time bright and early this morning with us, and all the best. Nice to see you back out here in Vancouver.
Yeah, thank you, guys. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Sportsnet 650.